Summer Moon Illusion, presented by Science at NASA. June 27, 2007. Sometimes you just can't believe your eyes. This weekend is one of those times. On Saturday night, June 30th, step outside at sunset and look around. You'll see a giant moon rising in the east. It looks like Earth's moon, with the usual craters and seas, but something's wrong. This full moon is strangely inflated. It's huge. You've just experienced the moon illusion. Sky watchers have known for thousands of years that low-hanging moons look unnaturally big. Cameras don't see it, but human eyes do. It's a genuine illusion. This weekend's full moon hangs lower in the sky than any other full moon of 2007, so the moon illusion is going to be strong. What makes the moon so low? Consider the following. The sun and full moon lie on opposite sides of the sky. They're like a seesaw. When one is high, the other is low. Because the summer solstice was just last week on June 21st, the sun is near its highest point in northern skies. The full moon is correspondingly low. When you look at the moon, rays of moonlight converge and form an image about 0.15 millimeters wide in the back of your eye. High moons and low moons make the same size spot. So why does your brain think one is bigger than the other? After all these years, scientists still aren't sure of the answer. A similar illusion was discovered in 1913 by Mario Panzo, who drew two identical bars across a pair of converging lines, like the railroad tracks pictured right. The upper yellow bar looks wider because it spans a greater apparent distance between the rails. This is the Panzo illusion. Some researchers believe that the moon illusion is Panzo's illusion, with trees and houses playing the role of Panzo's converging lines. Foreground objects trick your brain into thinking the moon is bigger than it really is. But there's a problem. Airline pilots flying at very high altitudes sometimes experience the moon illusion without any objects in the foreground. What's tricking their eyes? Well, maybe it's the shape of the sky. Humans perceive the sky as a flattened dome with the zenith nearby and the horizon far away. This makes sense. Birds flying overhead are closer than birds on the horizon. When the moon is near the horizon, your brain, trained by watching birds, miscalculates the moon's true distance and size. There are other explanations, too. It doesn't matter which is correct, though, if all you want to do is see a big, beautiful moon. The best time to look is around moonrise, when the moon is peeking through trees and houses or over mountain ridges, doing its best to trick you. The table below, scroll down, lists moonrise times for selected U.S. cities. Here's a fun activity. Look at the moon directly, then through a narrow opening of some kind. For example, pinch the moon between your thumb and forefinger, or view it through a cardboard tube, which hides the foreground terrain. Can you make the optical illusion vanish? Stop that! You won't want to miss the moon illusion. This story was written and read by Tony Phillips, and it's presented by Science at NASA. To find more Science at NASA stories on the internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.